You good? Okay. Mm-hmm. Cool. All right.
I'm gonna ASMR this as much.
Are
as
you
I
really?
Possibly
oh
can.
My god. Let's just. ASMR. Yeah, that means you just gotta get like right up.
Trip, 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 trip.
You just gotta get right up into the mic, and just talk.
Hello.
Ever so.
My name is Stephanie.
And you're Eric. And this is.
Cheers from the grave.
Our first listeners in story.
What is happening? I can't even hear
this
you.
This is our first listener story.
Yes, this is our first listener
This is our
episode.
First listener story. Because we actually have enough emails to do one.
Yay!
Yay! But okay, real, so like, enough really of the ASMR voices.
Anyway, hello.
Hello again.
How are you?
We are great.
How are
Fantastic.
You?
Fantastic. You're good?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
We've just been going on a recording streak this entire day.
We really are.
It's been...
Because I plan to have one weekend where I just sleep.
Yes.
All weekend.
Yes. So we try to record as much as we can in one day as humanly possible.
I mean, it's working out. I think we're doing great.
We're doing great.
We are.
So.
We got the cats sleeping. We got the kids laying down. We got the kid Kyle playing Pokemon.
Yep. We got the sound engineer playing Pokemon over here.
It's a good Saturday.
It is a good Saturday. It doesn't feel like a Saturday. It feels like a Sunday.
It really does.
But it's a Saturday, and that makes me so happy because it means I can just sleep in again tomorrow.
Oh, it's going to be beautiful. So I think I might brunch.
Yes.
Huh? I said I think I might brunch.
I miss our brunch days.
I do. We also need to create a brunch day.
Can we get a brunch day together, please?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
I was thinking Black Rock.
Black Rock?
Black Rock Grill in Wintermere.
I've never been there.
It's my go-to. They have bottomless sangria.
Oh.
And it's so good.
Yeah.
And bottomless, or I should say bottomless buffet as well.
Oof.
It's.
But I love the porch, though.
The porch is the greatest. Shout out to the porch of Winter Park.
Oh, my God. They are the best when it comes to brunch.
Yes.
Oh, love
all
it
of the bottles.
So much.
All of the champagne. All of the.
And it's like fruits. $35.
It really is.
It's so cheap.
It's beautiful.
It is amazing. We need to do that sometime.
Oh, we will.
Please. Oh, my God. So this is our first listeners episode.
Yes. We have enough listener stories to go ahead and. Share them. So this is beautiful. And if, once again, if you guys have any, send them to us.
Yes, please.
Because we'd love to do more of these.
Yes.
So let's just go ahead. Yeah, let's go ahead and jump right in, Erica.
Yeah, let's just jump right in. So the first email that we have that we're going to talk to about today is from someone named Sebastian. He lives down in Colombia. He's actually a mutual friend of my best friend, Alejandro. I think you know Alejandro.
Yes.
Yep. So... Sebastian is Alejandro's childhood friend, so okay. They are best buddies. He's super sweet. So he sent us an email. It says, "Hi, Erica. I'm Sebastian, Ali's friend. Hello. Sorry yesterday I couldn't send the email." And this is, he sent this like way back in May.
Yeah.
Says, "Well, first of all, I want to introduce to what has happened in my house. In my house, we used to be many people, 5 to be exact, and 2 beagles. So you can imagine the energy of that house." I'm going to side note saying that English isn't his first language.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
Which is nothing wrong with that at all. So now he goes on to say, "After my parents divorced, my middle brother went to live by himself. So it was just me, my mom, my younger brother, and 2 dogs. We live in a 40-year-old, 4-level building. With some private enclosed space around it, only 7 apartments in a nice neighborhood of Medellin, Colombia. Old buildings in my city are used to have spaced apartments surrounded by trees and nature, and my apartment is not the exception. In about 1,700 square feet, we have plenty of space, especially living room and my mother's room, which is the place where most of the strange things would happen. I explain all of this because if you want to go to the kitchen, you will have plenty of view of the living room and dining room with lights and tree branches and leaf shadows. So yes, pretty scary. Anyway, going back to the important things, when my dad left, things at my house started to disappear and reappear at other places. I know this because I always have my cell phone with me, like every damn moment. Yes, I know it's actually an addiction, but well." He actually put that in parentheses. He's like, "Yes, I know it's actually an addiction. I used to put it near me while I was showering, and it appeared at the kitchen. I never said anything until one day my mom got so mad searching for an earring or a pair of earrings, and we found it in my younger brother's room. One might think other things as he was secretly a drag queen, but no. Ha ha ha. When some of these things happen, we say that we'd have a leprechaun at the house, which is pranking us. We started joking about it every time we found other rooms, and we even named him Frodo. I know Frodo was a hobbit, but try explaining that to my mom that calls Pikachu to every Pokemon there is. Oh my gosh.
Me. Especially when I cannot remember a Pokemon name. I'm like, it's Pikachu.
It's Pikachu. It's
no, that's a cool fairy.
No, that's a Charmander. Well, sorry. Things actually got pretty strange when we hired a maid. She went for days to help us clean the house, and she was a really nice lady. A little bit shy, but she was nice. One day she came to me with a serious face and said to me, almost whispering, "Can I tell you something? But please don't think I'm crazy." "Yeah, sure. I think you have a leprechaun attached to the house. You call him Frodo, don't you?" I was frozen. We never told her about it because it was an inside joke, nor had we talked about Frodo around her. "Why do you say this?" he said. "So it came from a little town where it is known to be inhabited by almost everything you can imagine exists. I am familiarized with them, and, well, I might have seen it." "Like you saw Frodo?" The maid said, "Yes." And Sebastian's like seeing him? Like a tiny human with pointy ears and a hat? "And a stick," the maid said.
No.
I was shook. I mean, first I was thinking she was joking, but the week after that, my aunt came to visit with my cousin. She was around 5 years old at the 5 years old. We were at my mom's room, and she was being a child, playing noisy, and we were doing some important stuff, so we told her that why didn't she play with her dolls in the living room? She responded that she would rather not because there was a little old person that looked at her creepy. My mom and me looked at each other and froze.
Oh, my God.
After that, things only got stranger, never dangerous, that's good, but it sounded like someone was throwing stuff to the floor, but that never happened. It was scary at first, but you get used to it. Until that little guy started talking like my mom.
Oh, God.
Oh, no. Shit. First time was my younger brother. He ordered a pizza. My mom was not there. When the pizza arrived, he was at his room, and he sweared that my mom called him out loud. "Daniel, your pizza is here." He went, received the pizza, and when he went to my mom's office, or excuse me, when he went to my mom's room to offer a slice, she was not even home. He called her, and she told him she wasn't there since 8 a.m., and it was noon, and my brother was terrified.
Oh, wow.
Some other things passed by. Sometimes I even had to get out of my shower because my mom yelled at me trying to reach me when she actually wasn't there. So you kind of get used to it and started ignoring it. So what happens when your mom actually does start calling for you? Do you just ignore her until she actually comes to get you?
That would 100% be my excuse. Be like, "I'm sorry, Mom. I thought it was the leprechaun calling me.
That's why I was ignoring you.
Oh, my gosh. That's terrifying, though.
We actually confirmed it in 2017, Christmas Eve. My mother-in-law went to my house with all of her sons, 4 including my boyfriend. They never knew about anything. He and I were starting a relationship, so I never told them about Frodo. They all sat in the living room when my mom was finishing her outfit change, and they all looked at the same spot and then looked back at me laughing. I didn't know what was happening until my mother-in-law took the leadership and told me, "So, did you know that you have a leprechaun in here?" He's like, "What? I mean, we believe so. Here he is, and he's so funny. Like, here now? Yes." They never knew about it, and I never told him, and not even my boyfriend, which I was starting to get to know well, and I didn't want... Oh, he didn't want me to think that I was crazy or something like that. Turns out that they're sensitive to supernatural stuff, and they can see and hear things, which I didn't know because he didn't want me thinking that he was crazy. And because of that, we found out of many unexplainable things we felt at my house, but that is going to be another story for this podcast soon. Yay!
Looking forward to it.
The last one about Frodo, and this was recent, about 4 months ago. My boyfriend has a little brother of about 4 years. We were taking care of him, and he was very, very cheerful and lovey. We were at the kitchen, and we went for, let's say, 5 minutes to my room to search for a toy for the baby. When we came back, he was smiling and laughing and talking to someone. Uh-oh. We asked him, and he only looked to a specific spot, doing this shut up sign and doing this complicity look.
Yeah.
We stood there like, okay, we already know what that means. I feel like this stuff is not as dangerous if you just ignore it and get used to it. At first it is scary, and then it's funny. Some other people that don't believe, you start to experience them. Frodo is actually nice company with my dogs, and they play with him, or so I think, because I see them playing or biting the air and moving their tails, and they laid down paws up like as if someone was rubbing their bellies. Aww. So I guess it's like playing with the dogs too. That's all. Hope you enjoy. Aw. Thank you, Sebastian.
Yes, thank you. And now I have a question. Is this... So are leprechauns in Colombia? So I'm trying... In my head, I'm trying to think of... Are there Colombian leprechauns? They're no longer indigenous to Ireland?
You know, I think it's not just Ireland, because if I recall, there's other cultures that have leprechaun-like creatures.
Okay.
And I think maybe that can be something that we can look into in one of our future episodes. I think that would be really cool to do some research.
Because in my head, I'm picturing a ginger-haired leprechaun.
Oh, my gosh.
and I know, I definitely know it's not Sebastian. Racist. I know. No. I'm just in my head when I hear leprechaun, it's instantly what I go to.
You know what I think of? Those leprechaun movies. So that ugly-ass leprechaun.
That's the only thing I keep thinking of.
Why is that thing funny? That thing is terrifying.
Exactly. Okay.
That movie scarred me for life.
Yes. Okay. So glad I'm not the only one thinking.
No.
Okay.
No. So you have one.
I do. I have a story from Jeff, one of our awesome listeners as well.
Yeah.
He says here, I just want to say that I'm really enjoying the podcast so far. I love a good creepy story. And between Skinwalker Ranch and the Black Eyed Children, yeah. Totally creeped out. So he has a few stories to tell. Some of them are from investigations, but this particular story is not.
Okay.
So he goes to tell us that when I moved to Orlando, I moved with a friend of mine from high school. We both learned that we are both into the paranormal, which turns out was about the only thing we had in common. So one night we went to Downtown Disney, and that night we met up with some friends. We went back to our place after the bars closed. It was roughly about 2 a.m. when we decided to watch the horror movie Stir of Echoes with them. Brian, my roommate, and I had already seen the movie, and the girls we were with had not seen it. So I was sitting on the couch with one of the girls, and Brian was on the floor with the other. And during a particularly tense moment in the film, Brian decided to prank the girl he was with by poking her in the ribs after a jump scare. Instantly, she screamed out. At that exact moment, we heard 10 rapid-fire bangs on the side of our apartment like someone was throwing rocks at the building.
What?
I jumped to my feet and ran to the window, but there was no one outside. And we were on the second story of the building. So from Brian's perspective, he could see under the door and into the hallway, but he didn't see any shadows or any movement outside. All of us were freaking out, and it all happened so fast. Eventually, we all fall asleep, and I went to walk them out in the morning. As soon as I touched the doorknob to our front door, it fell off.
What?
I woke Brian up, who was still asleep on the floor. The apartment door was locked, and the screws to the door are all inside of the door.
What?
And the screws to the door are on the inside of the door. Okay. So regardless to say, those girls never came over again. We had other things happen in the apartment as well, but that's a story for another day.
Well, please send them all in.
Yes, please send them our way, Jeff.
Yeah, he sent me a video of like an investigation he did at a cemetery, and that was pretty nifty. He tried to catch some EVPs and stuff, which was pretty neat. Yeah. So that's crazy.
Yeah.
Ooh. All right. So we got another one. This is from Victoria. Victoria goes, "Hello, cheers from the grave. About 2 years ago, my boyfriend at the time, now my husband, was trying to be a helpful champion for his kid and offered to take over his ex-wife's lease on a rental home so his daughter could stay in the same school district. He asked me about it, and being 6 months in the relationship, I, wide-eyed, said, of course. So, like an idiot, sight unseen, I agreed to move into a home that was only about 10 years old. The day of the move, I walked into the front door, and I felt like I was hit in the face with a wall, and it wasn't the Texas humidity. The whole house just felt heavy and awful. Of course, now I was locked into a contract and freaked out, but my boyfriend shrugged it off and said I was imagining things. We had a family friend bless the house, and the awful feeling diminished for like a month. It was never truly gone, and I only felt it in certain parts of the house, like one of the empty rooms we planned to use as a guest bedroom and my boyfriend's closet. I couldn't walk into my husband's closet for more than a few seconds and always felt like someone was watching me. I got really good at running into his closet, hanging the hangers, and getting out in under 5 seconds because I always expected the door to slam behind me. That's
creepy.
That's a flat out nope for me.
Ooh, that reminds me of my childhood home. Like, going into my parents' room, like, you would hit a wall.
Yeah.
And just be like, I can't be in here for longer than, like...
That's the same with, like, the office at my parents' house. Like, it just had that feeling.
Mm-mm.
Ooh. So, after a month, the feeling came back all over the house. I was the first person home every day, so I'd stretch out on the couch and try to relax before we needed to start dinner and homework time. I started to hear people stomping around upstairs when I was home alone. Now, I did have two cats and a dog, but all strangely needy in the house and would follow me around like they didn't want to be alone. I straight up grabbed a butcher knife the first couple of times it happened and, like, stealth creeped around the house to see if someone had broken in while I was at work. Oh my gosh. There was never anyone in the house, even like a minute after I heard the stomping. My boyfriend and I found ourselves fighting constantly, but only in the house. Out in public or on vacation, we were perfectly comfortable with each other. Huh. As the walking sounds got louder, the creepy feeling of someone watching me grew stronger, and my fights with my man got worse. I finally demanded we break the lease. I had to take out another credit card just to do it, but we paid off the remaining of the lease and moved into an apartment in the same school district instead. Immediately, the fighting stopped. I didn't hear footfalls anymore, and everything was chill. About a year ago, my now husband was working and ran into someone who knew the renter before my husband's ex. He was evidently a weird dude who was really into a Ouija board. Oh, shit.
Ooh.
And used to brag that people just don't know how to use the boards properly. I know how to control them. Mm-hmm. He evidently used the closet I hated so much for his office and to store his Ouija board. Well, evidently, you weren't so great with them, dude, because you left one hell of a haunted house. Tori. Ooh. Holy shit.
That's why we don't use Ouija boards.
This is why we don't use the Ouija boards, because they are bad.
Mm-hmm.
They can be used properly, but it's...
I feel like if you use them properly, that's how you get demons.
If you use them improperly, that's how you get demons. I'm sure that there are...
If you use them in general, that's how you get demons. Do you want demons? Because this is how we get demons.
Okay. So I'm kind of like on... I'm on the fence with the Ouija board.
You really are. Because I know that you always talk about wanting to use one.
I have used one before, but I was inexperienced and I was stupid.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we closed out properly. Either way, there was then something that decided to live in my house for a while after that.
Uh-uh.
But there are ways of using the Ouija board safely. But I am not experienced enough to do that. Therefore, I will not do that because I don't want to unleash something.
Yeah, and I know for a fact if I ever used one. Well, I have used one before. I can't say that I haven't. Like, yeah. I haven't actually physically. I was in the room with somebody who used one.
Yeah.
And I was like, nope, gotta get out of here.
Yeah.
Only because there's something about them that just red flags go up.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's because I did come from a house that had, you know, stuff going on in it.
Yeah.
That it just grew on me that it was like, no, that's something you don't use.
Yeah.
Something you don't do. You don't play with that.
That's creepy.
Ooh. Yeah.
Ooh. Tori was actually, she goes on to say, she says she's super excited to find us. Kina from Historical AF actually sent our information over to her. And she says she's going to start working on an article with Fangirl Nation for us. Ooh. FangirlNation.com. So Tori works for FangirlNation.com. You guys should check it out. It's a pretty cool website. So, love it. Yeah. So thank you, Tori, so much for that email. That's amazing. I love it. Oh, so creepy. Ooh. And we got one more. Last one.
Yes. So our last one comes from Sarah.
Mutual friend of ours.
Yes, a mutual friend of ours. I believe you met her while brunching with me.
Yes. Speaking but I think she... Wasn't she working at Universal?
She did. She also worked at Universal. She worked at Doom.
Yeah.
She worked with me at... In commissioning and stuff as well.
Because I think I've met her... I became friends with her on Facebook because of brunch.
Okay.
Because of the brunching. But I think we've met prior to that. But either way, mutual friends.
Yes, mutual friend. Who also has a bunch of spooky experiences.
Yes.
So, to begin, she says, so I've had tons of random paranormal things happen. My childhood house is full of shadowy people and have terrified my friends at sleepovers for many years. We've had stuff hit my walls and bedroom doors at sleepovers while my parents were gone. And one time, my friend Harley and I watched these white figures walk right in front of my door and hit my beads that were hanging. But the way they walked past my door was a dead end and a legitimate wall. So they walked right into the wall.
Huh.
Going past her room.
Was her house ever renovated or anything?
I'm not sure.
Because remember, we talked about that before, about
the possible...
About possible renovations and then ghosts just following a typical path that they are used to.
Possibly.
We'll have to ask her that.
Yeah, we will definitely have to ask. Sarah, send us the answer to that.
Yeah. Sarah, was your house ever renovated? Please let us know.
And her own best friend, Christy, won't even come over at night anymore to her childhood home.
Oh.
And she's also had some weird stuff go on with her old roommates at the house. We've had things sounding like they've fallen or broken in the garage. And the camera we had in the garage would cut out so you didn't see anything. But all you did was hear everything happening. At this point, she didn't put it in, but I'm going to put it in because I do know her.
Yeah.
Her roommates also had animals, pets, dogs, cats, pretty much everything.
Yeah.
And this is, I just want to give you guys that little vibe before going into the next one. She stood at the front door with her other roommate, Eddie, and no one was home, and they heard someone as clear as day say, "Jesse, stop barking."
Huh.
And other little weird things like that happen as well. So, but the freakiest shit that happened in my life is way too much to type, but I'll give the short story. 3 years ago, I tried to kill myself.
Oof.
And something came back with me after I was in the hospital. My roommate's dog started going blind after that. And my friend Kevin would have visions of me and something attached to me. And he wasn't even at my house.
Huh.
So he had a dream and he saw this.
Something just attached to her.
Yes, something attached to her. And so basically, it attached to her. My laundry basket was thrown out of my closet at my roommate's cat's. Doors would slam and it would sound like storms were happening only in my room. We had to do a huge ritual thing in my room and shit got intense.
Oh my gosh.
The candles, glasses, like the glass broke from the candles and it would sound like my windows were going to explode.
Oh my God.
Real intense shit. With love, Sarah.
That's it?
That is it from Parius.
Come on, Sarah. You got to tell us more. We got to tell us more
answers.
About this. You know, I'm about ready to bring her on this podcast and just have her talk about it.
Yeah, that's what we'll end up having to do. That was a short little snippet of a featured episode featuring Sarah,
telling us her life. You are going to come on this podcast and you're going to actually like talk about what happened.
And I remember from her actually telling me the story in person.
Yeah.
The figure that was attached to her was... What he saw was something like a father figure. Mind you, her father's alive.
Yeah.
But she had an uncle that she was very, 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 very close with who ended up being killed.
Oh, shit.
And I don't think she believes it was him being attached to her, but it was that very father figure.
But if it was something that... But why is it giving off the evilness?
Well, the thing is I feel like it's not giving off an evilness to her, but to things around her that aren't
necessarily positive. Huh. And while, yes, the laundry basket was thrown.
I was going to say, because a lot of this stuff sounds like...
The roommates were not very good people.
Oh.
So that's kind of like, Sarah, if I'm doing this justice, thumbs up. If not, I'll just shut up.
Excuse me.
But yeah, so that's very much what those stories entailed.
Okay.
But yeah.
Yeah, I feel like we're going to have to get her on this.
Yeah, definitely we're going to have to get her. We have my friend Nicole, who has tons of stories as well.
Yes.
Cryptid,
she needs to like email that. Some of that stuff
yes, she
us.
Does. And I've told her plenty of times.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that was the last listener story that
that's
I
it.
Have.
Yep, just those four. So that was that's our listener story. We're going to try, if we are able to get enough to make an actual episode, we will try to release these on the first of every month.
Mm-hmm.
At least make that attempt too.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll go from there.
Yeah.
And hopefully this little baby podcast of ours actually gains enough traction and listeners that they'll actually want to send us emails.
Yes.
So.
Please send us emails.
Yep. So this is a short little thing. Let's wrap it up. Oh, hey, we forgot to do our little where you can find us.
Oh, yeah. You guys can find us at cheersfromthegrave.com. You can find us on Twitter at cheersfromgrave. Instagram at cheersfromthegrave. And Facebook at cheersfromthegrave.
And our email is
cheersfromthegrave@gmail.com.
So anyway, I'm Erica.
And I'm Stephanie.
And you're listening to
Cheers from the Grave.